This is Required Watching, where we watch the essential films from the list of cinematic influencers and look at them through the lens of learning about filmmaking and how to move forward. I'm your host, Trey Epps, and this movie is directed by Shojit Sarkar. And pause. I'm going to mispronounce these names. I apologize. I'll try my best, but don't crucify me. I'm trying. It was written by Shubhendu Bakhsharia, also by Ritesh Shah, and starring Vicky Kaushal, Sean Scott, Stephen Hogan, and some other names that I cannot pronounce, but it has a whole lot of people in this film. This movie is an epic historical drama about Udham Singh, a revolutionary freedom fighter who assassinated British Lieutenant Governor Sir Michael O'Dwyer in 1940 to avenge the Jallianwala Bagh massacre. This is Sardar Udham.
The Indians never forgive their enemies. They strike them down even after 20 years.
Gandhi has left Delhi for Amritsar.
Arrest Gandhi.
But if you don't do anything, then you will be under the 100 years of the
अंदर में जब एंटर करोगे ना तो ये दिखाना
आई सी डेथ नो स्लीप इन इयर्स
मंडे को चर्च फ्राइडे को सिनेमा हॉल और सैटरडे को क्लब
यू वांट द फ्रीडम ऑफ योर पीपल यू शुड बी देयर
आई फाइट डिफरेंट वे.
All right, so to just jump right into it, again, I'll mispronounce things. I'm sorry. I'm learning. I'm getting into the culture. I'm trying really hard, so bear with me. But we're talking about Sardar Udham because it's one of the most requested movies that I've gotten in regards to Indian cinema, and I had to dig into it. I know it took me some time. I'm sorry, but it's been requested, so let's talk about it. And to that respect, if you have a film or a TV show that you want to watch, please leave a comment. Let me know. Write me an email. Tell me about it so I can add it to the list and it'll eventually make its way as something that we talk about here. Listen, Sarkar has massively crafted an emotionally charged and visually stunning narrative that showcases the heroism and sacrifice of Udham Singh. The film is a powerful commentary on India's struggle for independence and the human cost of colonization. One of the most notable aspects of the film is the attention to detail in the period setting, including costumes, sets, and cinematography. Sarkar's use of muted color palette and natural lighting add to a realism and authenticity of the film, as opposed to making it more high-key and more palatable. The performances of the cast are exceptional. The opening scene, I was drawn in, and into the world of Udham Singh, who, of course, took vengeance on for the Jallianwala Bagh massacre. I'm screwing that up. But Sarkar's masterful direction, combined with Vicky Kaushal's exceptional performance, created an emotional and powerful narrative that kept me on the edge of my seat. The supporting cast, including Benita Sandhu and Amal Parashar, also deliver really strong performances, bringing depth and emotion to their characters. Sarkar's use of visual language is quite masterful in the way he conveys the emotional depth of the story. He made judicious use of close-ups, reaction shots, and slow motion to heighten the tension and bring out the nuances of the character's emotions. The film, of course, explores themes of identity and nationalism and the impact of colonization of India. I mean, this... when it comes to ideas of identity, it's something that's right up my alley. So I was really excited to dive into this once I figured out what it was about. Again, when it comes to Indian cinema, I take the recommendation, or any kind of recommendation really, and whether I heard about it or not, I don't watch a trailer, I just dive right into it. And with Indian cinema being quite new to me as a whole, I didn't know what it was about. So being able to connect really rapidly with these themes were super important. But, of course, through Udham Singh's story, Sarkar invites us to reflect on the role of individuals in shaping the course of history and the power of the collective action in achieving social change. Of course, these themes, I think, although I can't be certain, but I think they're relevant today as India are relevant today as India outside of British rule and influence is still very new. Like the same way that like South Africa isn't too far away from, you know, the effects of it's had with apartheid or the after effects of apartheid. I mean, honestly, it's not too far away from like America, right? Like we just don't talk about it or have those conversations nearly enough. We don't talk about the repercussions of these acts. I like to think that the English or the British like to poo-poo it, or the powers that be anyway like to poo-poo it and like to pretend like it didn't happen or that it's had negative effects, and it has. So it's great to see someone, it's great to learn about someone like this and be able to have someone that I can tack on to, like a Martin Luther King, like a Malcolm X, you know, like some of these heroes in social justice, right, that have changed different cultures because they're trying to find that kind of same freedom. And I enjoyed that these stories were very, very similar despite being separated by countries, right? Like I will know nothing about what the British did to India, but I know for sure what the colonizers did to America. I know for sure about the troubles of other cultures and other people, based on just people thinking they know what's best for the entire world. And it sucks, but I think we don't talk about some of these other stories nearly enough. Again, even having Indian friends and not family members, but being really close to people within the culture and not knowing about this, makes me a bit sad. It makes me a bit sad that I can't recognize people that helped shape the culture as it is today. Right? Maybe. Anyways, Siddharth Dam is a tour de force in filmmaking. I mean, it showcases the best of Indian cinema, right? Sarkar's direction combined with the exceptional performances by the cast create a powerful and unforgettable film that I think resonate with a lot of people, which is why I've been asked to review this film over and over and over again. Of course, this film has had a significant impact on Indian cinema and society as a whole. The film has been widely praised for its powerful message and exceptional storytelling, and it helps raise awareness of the legacy of Udham Singh and the struggle of Indian independence. Something that, again, I'm not too familiar with, and I wonder if the rest of the world is, especially using this platform of movie making to give a bit of history is important. It's super important. One of the most significant impacts of the film, of course, is just the public perception of Udham Singh himself. Prior to the film's release, many Indians, according to my research, were unfamiliar with Udham Singh and his role to fight for independence. Siddharth Dam helped bring the story to a wider audience and to showcase his heroism and sacrifice, along with the many others. The film also sparked a renewed interest in India's history and the struggle for independence. It's inspired a lot of people to look more look more into these kinds of events and the figures that shape the country's past and reflect on the values and principles that are essential to the free and just society. Again, let's go back to what I said earlier. This film, of course, has set a new standard for Indian cinema in terms of its storytelling, visual language, and production values. It has shown that Indian filmmakers can create powerful and impactful narratives that resonate with audiences around the world. Finally, the film has a positive impact on the careers of many of those involved. From the actors to the directors to the production team, it's helped them showcase their talent and dedication to their craft and establish them as leaders in the world of Indian cinema. Overall, the film has been a profound and far-reaching in both terms of cultural significance and influence in Indian cinema. It has I think it creates a bit of a new standard for excellence in storytelling and production value. Again, being in my early viewings of Indian cinema, watching everything take place in India, not having the simple gesture of going outside the country is kind of startling. It's startling to watch the movies in the order that I have watched them in, everything take place in India, in different parts of India, in different, you know, cultures and societies and whatever. But But then when you watch a film go outside of India and see what people can see, what these filmmakers are doing, whether it's with you know, CGI or green screen and all that technology, or is going on location and wherever they are, I think it really brings the stories to a new light, to be perfectly honest. I think it really ups the production value. And it always has me screaming when I see movies take place somewhere outside of India. It means that in my mind, what it signifies to me is that, you know, the gatekeepers in the world of Indian cinema are actually allowing these productions to go outside the country, and also the countries are accepting of them and filming these films that I think are a different standard to you know, the Western way of making films. I don't know if I'm saying Western way, but I mean, I guess what I really mean is American way of making films. It's been told how different making films in America versus making films in India is. So when I see those things able to come together, it feels so beautiful and happy. Makes me happy anyway. Anyways, have you seen this film? What do you think of it? Because I think this may be one of the first, like, straight biopics. You know, I think RRR is kind of tells a reimagining of real people. And I'm pretty sure I've seen some other ones that may depict some real people, or at least some mythical stories that are very prevalent in India. But I think this may be the first one where I watched, like, a proper biopic. And I think it was a really, really good representation of India as a whole. And I always tend to go back to the idea that Indian cinema does a really good job with the specificity of their stories, and it doesn't seem like they're trying to cater to American Joe down the street. It's always about really, I think, satisfying the Indian audiences, like the homegrown audiences. And that just so happens to resonate with people around the world. Thinking back to the Japanese film a few years ago that won an Oscar, or at least was nominated, Drive My Car, 3-hour Japanese film. And think about RRR, think about how foreign films as a whole are really taking taking its place in the wider movie-going experience. I personally enjoy that. I don't feel like I'm being catered to. I feel like I have to work to get into this world, and I want, as an audience member, to work to get into this world and understand and come out with curiosities and come out with a full-on popcorn experience of, like, a Pathan, but also be incredibly curious about, you know, what those agencies are, if they're real, if Udham Singh is a real person, and how this connects to my life and what I know of the world. Because I love movies and I love escapism, but I also love the idea that, like, I can still really, really enjoy it and learn a little bit something about myself and about the world that I didn't know 2-3 hours ago. Anyways, let's talk about people that are booked and busy. Many of the filmmakers and actors involved with Siddharthem have already established themselves as highly respected, talented individuals in the industry. Sujit Sarkar, the director, is known for making such films as Vicky Donner, Piku, and October. He's also known for his realistic and heartfelt approach to filmmaking, and he's won several awards for his work. Vicky Kaushal, lead actor, has won critical acclaim for his performance in such films as Masaan, Raza, and Yuri, The Surgical Strike. He's also known for his versatility and ability to inhabit a wide range of characters. Ritesh Shah, screenwriter, he's known for his films such as Pink and Kahani and Bought the House. Senatu Moitra. Moitra is really respected as a musical composer of this film, and has worked on Three Idiots, Paranita, and Laj Ranu Muna Bai. Sorry. Of course, winning numerous awards for engaging music and emotionally charged music. Cinematographer Avik, I'm not going to try to mispronounce his name, is really, really respected as a cinematographer, working on things like Piku, October, and Badla. He's known for creating those really evocative visuals that we see on screen, and I think it's important to shout out these people. In terms of fun facts, let's get into it. The film was originally supposed to come out in 2020, but due to COVID, it was delayed until 2021. And this film's, what's this 2021? The film was shot in a variety of locations, including London, Russia, and Punjab. And the filmmaker spent months researching and scouting locations to ensure that they could recreate the look of 1940s India. The film's lead actor, Vicky Kaushal, had to undergo extensive physical training for the role of Udham Singh. He spent months working with a trainer to build muscle and strength, and also, of course, how to carefully handle firearms. Sarkar is known for his attention to detail and realism, and to ensure that the film was authentic as possible, he even went through the trouble of sourcing vintage cars and trucks from 1940s to use in the film. The film's title, Sardar Udham, is a reference to the honorific title Sardar, given to Udham Singh by the fellow freedom fighters. The title is a sign of respect and admiration and is a fitting tribute to a hero who gave his life for the Indian independence. In terms of scene stealers, Sardar Udham is filled with powerful, memorable scenes, but if I had to choose a couple, I would say, of course, the Jallianwala Bagh massacre is huge. The scene is a pivotal moment in the film and is a powerful, and it is super powerful. The scene depicts, of course, horrific massacre of the innocent civilians of the British soldiers, by the British soldiers, and it's masterfully shot and directed. The use of slow motion and close-ups add the intensity and emotional impact of the scene, and it's a powerful reminder of the atrocities committed during the struggle for India's independence. And I also think what I found out of it, besides not knowing about it, it was just, I appreciate that it wasn't gratuitous, but it did show how horrific it was. It showed how absolutely awful it was to be somewhere like that and to have this happen to your people on your land, on your country, by people who were not supposed to be there, to be perfectly honest. It's a shame. But again, that's not talked about. It's easy to say that there was a massacre or there was an incident that sparked all this, but to show it and to show it in such a way that really resonates with people, I think is a hard thing to do. So I definitely think it stole the show. But of course it did. Along with the final scene, which is an emotional tribute to Udham Singh's legacy and sacrifice. Of course, the scene depicts the hanging of Udham Singh, but it's done in a way that is both poignant and inspiring. The use of music and lighting adds to the emotional impact of the scene. It's a fitting tribute for a hero who gave his life for the betterment of his country. The scene truly captures the essence of the film, leaving a lasting impression. Listen, the film was composed by Shantanu Moitra, who's better known for things like Three Idiots and Paranita. The film soundtrack includes a mix of classical and contemporary Indian music, and it complements the film in terms of themes and emotions quite well. The film features several real-life figures, including Bhagat Singh, Lala Lajpat Rai, and Mahatma Gandhi. The filmmakers went through great lengths to ensure that these characters were portrayed accurately and respectfully, and they consulted with historians and experts to ensure that their depictions were authentic. The film's screenplay was written by Ritesh Shah, who is known for works in films such as Pangan and Kahani, and Shah spent months researching Udham Singh's life and events surrounding the massacre, and he used this research to create a powerful and emotionally engaging script. The film's opening sequence, which features a bird's eye view of London, was shot using a drone, but the filmmakers used a high-end drone to capture all the stunning aerial footage, and the sequences sets the tone for the rest of the film quite perfectly. Now, is this film required? Listen, overall, Sardar Udham is a powerful and thought-provoking film that highlights the importance of remembering the sacrifices of those who fought for the independence. For filmmakers, we can most certainly learn that Sarkar's masterful use of storytelling and visual language create a compelling and impactful narrative that resonate with audiences long after the credits have rolled. So yes, it's required. Well, listen, I'll leave you with that. I really enjoyed being bullied into watching this film. I'm joking, but the reminder to continue to watch this film is something that I love. I love and appreciate those of you who leave comments, those of you who reach out and tell me what I should be watching next. It truly means a lot to know that we are slowly but surely building a bit of a community here. Required watching is a film club. So like and subscribe and take part in this. And if I am, listen, don't be a jerk. I am mispronouncing things. I know I am. I'm sorry. I'm trying. But leave comments and let's have a discussion. Let's have a dialogue. You're not wrong. You may have a different opinion than I do, but I want to hear it. I want to hear you out and know that why you love or hate this film or why it's just, it may just be overrated or underrated. And that goes with the rest of the films that we have coming up. We're looking for some big changes in May. I'm hoping to do a lot more content at one time, as I've been watching a whole lot of stuff, and I just can't wait for this week-to-week stuff. I really want to get stuff out to you guys sooner. So if you're interested in that, again, please like, subscribe, and make sure you do all the good stuff that you need to do to make sure that you're tuned in. And I appreciate you. So stick around and let me know if you have any TV shows or films I should be watching, because your suggestions lead the way. Otherwise, I'm watching dumb things. Until next time, folks, peace out.
Certain things, I presume that, you know, they must be normal people like you and me. I mean, they were not just gods who just came and became a revolutionary. I mean, they were just, they must have just these simple, ordinary minds and lifestyles. Just, it just made them revolutionary because of their possibly their right voice. They possibly voiced whatever it was right for the society, for the people, and against this imperialistic British government. So I think it was always personal journey, because, you know, for a person to keep it for so long and at an early age, what that person has experienced, I think he's seen everything. I mean, he died that day, possibly on the day he has experienced that massacre. So yeah. I think after that, he was just living, and I think he was trying to explore, he was trying to do things, because he was shaken up completely then. I don't think after seeing all that anybody can just do whatever. I mean, he must be a changed person.